Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us. Okay, you want to do this?
Yeah, I think that I would. Sarah, let's commence the 100th Oreo episode.
At this point, it's... We are out of things, so let's just go check what is new in the Oreo world.
And I'm sure that we've said this before because we have a lot of Oreos and a lot of Lay's flavor. Is that you?
It's my laundry again.
Oh, well, that's okay. The salted caramel brownie is a regular Oreo, while the apple cider donut is a golden Oreo. So we've got a little bit of both. And the salted caramel one is a double cream. It has two different layers. And it's topped with salt. Should we start there?
I think we should.
I opened mine, but I closed the package.
Same. Oh, it is topped with salt.
Yeah, it looks kind of like it could be maybe more balanced than others. Smells strong. All right, let's snack, dude.
Let's do it.
Kind of enjoyed my experience just now.
I think more Oreos should be salted.
That makes sense to me.
That cream was still, it's a double layer of cream. There's a chocolate cream and a caramel. And so it's a lot of sweet, but that salt really helped cut it.
We're all excited about it. I'm not sure that I could identify the chocolate cream. I'm trying to eat it by itself a little bit. I'm not sure that I could tell you that that was brownie.
No.
But I do think that the caramel cream tastes of caramel.
It does, and that's what I got scent-wise when I opened the package.
Yes. What are you thinking? On a scale of 0, I guess, to 10... On a scale of 0 to 10.
You know, those normal scales. Why do scales start at 1? They should start at 0.
I guess you can, well, no, on a survey. I just did one for FabFitFun and I could not pick. I was 0% interested in something.
Were you though?
Oh, no, I thought that all of the, I signed an agreement that said I wouldn't discuss this. I see you were trying to trick me.
Foiled again. On a scale of 0 to 10, I think I would give these a 6.
I love where you're coming from. I'm going to go crazy and give them an 8.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I think a 6 for me in Oreo world.
It's
high, probably high. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at the numbers.
I can do this and look at this year's. When did we eat Oreos last? Candy Club. You gave... you gave an 8?
Whoa!
To the Java chip?
Oh, I did like that one.
And a 7 to the Chromatica ones.
And I did like those too.
We were really excited about those. And then, boop, boop, boop. That might have been the last time that we did Oreos this year. It's been a while.
Okay. I stand by my six. I ate the rest of those Chromatica ones. That was a rare case where I finished the pack and I gave the Java chip away, and I'll give these away. It's still too sweet. Yeah. Which was why I liked the Chromatica ones. The Golden Oreo was a little less.
So maybe these other ones are going to be a hit for you. Now, I have to tell you, I don't think that I have had a apple cider donut, so I'm not sure what to compare these to, though I've had apple cider and donuts.
I am in the same boat. I would say it's not a thing here, but I feel like I know a lot of people who enjoy apple cider donuts, but really it just makes me think of Dax and Aaron.
I was just going to say that. I was like, I know somebody who eats 5 dozen of them, apparently, when they go to the mill.
These are a Golden Oreo. I'm going to reopen mine.
That is an interesting scent.
It is very strong. I'm not sure I like the color of this cream. It's very monochromatic. It's basically the opposite of the Chromatica. Those were the brightest cookies, and these are the blandest.
Yeah, it's a lot of tan on tan on tan.
The cinnamon is really coming through, and it's a lot of that fake apple scent. I'm a little concerned.
I know that we talk about this every time, but the packaging saying slit appears when opened is like so Harry Potter to me.
Do you know, this packaging, I struggled for so long to find out where the tab was to open.
I've opened several, even knowing how it works, just the, like, on the end. I was like, it hasn't appeared yet. I don't know where it is. Okay, let's munch.
Okay.
These could use a little bit of salt.
Mm-hmm. Instead, maybe I had a weird bite. Did you have any, like, just grains of sugar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that's supposed to, it looks like, according to this picture at least, that it's like that on the outside of the donuts.
It was a sweet cookie.
Mm-hmm.
I will also be giving these away.
I find that I don't mind fake apple taste. I think that sometimes it can be pleasant, but to me, I would have maybe liked more of that, and then that maybe wouldn't have been true to its original flavor. I thought that these were fine. Middle of the road, and I'm just going to go 5. Like, nothing crazy, nothing exciting.
I'm going to go a step below with a 4. Cookie-wise, I still enjoy the Golden Oreo. Mm-hmm. I think I prefer a Golden Oreo over a chocolate. But that filling was really, really sweet. And I don't like a fake apple.
Mm-hmm.
I like a fake green apple. Like, I like a green apple candy. But this perfumey apple, it's not for me. So yeah, 4.
All right, so total out of 20 to Nabisco, you are appointing 10. Kind of a bummer for Nabisco.
Well, they need to do better.
Yeah, not just handing out good scores because. Okay. That not too shabby. Now, I did see a gingerbread one at the store the other day, and I almost grabbed it. And then I thought, this is still kind of a fall episode.
I bet I would enjoy a gingerbread if they did the cream right. I think the cream is where they lose me on most Oreos.
Yeah, and I think it's, let me look. Never mind, it's not separated like I thought it would be. I'll just agree with you. Okay, ba-ba-ba, where would you like to start?
Do you have any thumbs up or down?
Yes, this week I have two thumbs down. So a bunch of my magic shows that I had been behind on came to Netflix, but for some reason I wasn't in the mood for them. So instead I was in the mood for Teenage Murder.
Ooh.
So on Peacock I watched One of Us is Lying based on a book that I enjoyed, and I thought that it was really, really bland. Not that well constructed, not very fleshed out characters. Just wouldn't recommend it. But I was still kind of hankering for a little Teenage Murder. So I popped over to Amazon to I Know What You Did Last Summer, and it sucks. It's very bad.
It's really bad. And I tried it last weekend.
Yeah.
Because Demois told me to, and everybody was posting that they were watching it because Demois told them to. And I was like, well, the world wouldn't steer me wrong. They did. It was so bad. I did not start the second episode.
Well, then you didn't get to all of the unnecessary nudity. So much.
Oh, dear.
I couldn't believe it. But there's one episode left, and I have committed 7 hours at this point. So I will be finding out what happened. But I guess if you have, what would you suggest if someone is in the mood to watch something murdery? And I would, maybe it was because I had watched all the Screams, and the new Scream doesn't come out till January. So I was just like looking for something in between there. I don't know.
Teenage Murder.
Yeah. One of your favorite genres.
I don't know that there are any that stay good.
Yeah.
Like, it's a campy genre to begin with. And I think of, I mean, in recent years, I've started a few and I never finish it. Riverdale.
Oh my gosh.
Started strong and then I got bored. If you want like really campy over the top, Scream Queens was fun.
You know what? And it was only on for those two seasons, so it didn't get to get awful, you know?
Yeah.
I think that that's a good suggestion. So.
Thanks.
What about you?
Well, my thumbs down. I have finally made it back to the movies.
Is it actually French?
Huh?
Is it the French Dispatch?
No, I haven't been yet, although it is on my list.
I'd like to see it. When you said that you were maybe not artsy enough, I thought, what is artsier?
No, I am exactly the type of artsy for all of his films. But I've never seen one in theaters. It's always something that I'm like curled up or alone in my room going, no one else will like this. On Wednesday night, I went and saw Need to Breathe has a documentary, and they released it for one night only in theaters, and I went and saw it. And at my theater, they were there. Ooh. So that was a thumbs up. It was a fun time, I guess. My thumbs down on Thursday, I saw Spencer.
Oh.
And
I'm excited to see it. You didn't vibe with it?
I did not. Again, maybe I am not artsy enough for it.
I don't
It made me uncomfortable at some points, and I didn't like her voice that she used for Diana.
Yeah.
Like, she's just always whispering, and I don't know. For the most part, I like to leave a movie feeling good, and I didn't feel good when I left. It was a bummer.
Very fair. Besides her voice, did you feel like she acted it? Because I feel like there's already been a lot of hubbub about her in award season.
There were parts that I thought she was great, and there were a lot of parts where I was like, oh, this is just Kristen Stewart being Kristen Stewart. Like, there was a lot of Bella.
Well, then I might like it.
Yeah. I did start looking forward to all of the TikToks where people are combining the two.
I would like to see those. Well, hopefully I get to check it out and probably agree with you. That's almost exclusively how we work.
I do, however, have a thumbs up. Did you have a thumbs up?
I do. I have a few. All television.
Mine is television, too. You go first.
Okay. I would like to tell everyone that I thought that the second season of Lock and Key was great. The same mystical fun of the first season, but I felt like they continued the story in a unique way. They kind of pivoted the villain. Loved it. I watched it too fast. Next, Morning Show. Matthew was just saying this yesterday that the season was off to a very slow start. The episode that came out yesterday, I think, was one of the best episodes of television that I've ever seen.
I haven't watched it yet, but now I'm really excited. I put it off. I didn't want to watch it after last week.
Oh, you didn't watch the new one?
No.
But you're caught up to that point.
Yes, and that is why I didn't want to watch the new one.
That's fair. I wish that I had known that you were watching, because I had been dying to talk to somebody about it. Oh my God. Do you agree that it like was building pretty slowly?
Yeah, and it did last season too. But I didn't start watching it until it was over, so I was able to binge the whole thing. But I remember a lot of people saying it was boring. And when I went through and watched the whole thing, I was like, well, it was clearly like building up to that arc at the end.
Yeah.
And I think they've been doing the same thing.
Well, I hope that when you watch it, you let me know, because I just thought it was a really, really well written. And what I enjoyed the most, probably, which is maybe just an Elizabeth thing, is that it was so much of the like news backstage area. And I loved Aaron Sorkin's The Newsroom, and it just reminded me of that show.
I look forward to watching it.
And then my last one is this new season of Love Life. I've really been enjoying it.
That is mine this week.
That's why I reordered mine. I thought it might be.
It's the only thing I've watched. It's so good, and he is a really lovable character in a way that still has flaws, and you can accept that he has flaws.
Yes, perfectly put. And on top of that, so cute.
He is so cute, and I didn't think I would be able to like see anything but cheaty.
Yeah,
but he is not cheaty.
Mm-mm. He's got a little bit of a suaveness that Cheaty certainly lacked. Eleanor saw it, but not me. And I loved how they switched the story over. I thought that was really unique.
It was. What I mean, I liked about the first season, and I'm really enjoying about this. It's a really realistic, yet still romantic fantasy. Like,
yeah,
you could envision yourself in this story, but it also has a lot of the messiness of real life, and I really enjoy that.
The team working on it is doing a great job. Should we pivot to maybe a team that isn't doing as well?
What is that?
That would be the team that is working on The Big Leap.
Oh, yes. Let me pull out my notes.
I'm so excited.
I did not take very many this week. I actually only took two this week, but last week's episode.
Yeah.
But the first note that I wrote down was, his name is Nick. We were on what episode of this show? And I just learned that his name was Nick. And that was because for like a solid 5 minutes, it was just like, Nick, Nick, Nick.
I think it was like episode 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe that's on me. We were, together the first episode that we watched, so we were talking a lot. I could have not been paying attention, but I swear, that was news to me.
Yeah, I feel like they would have used it at least once between then and now. So,
my next comment was ballet lady has her knee injury and her cane, but she's wearing 4-inch heels.
Okay. Didn't spot that. I do have some thoughts about that. Okay.
The next thing I wrote down was, oh no, you didn't head wiggle.
Was that during the after show?
I don't. No, it wasn't. It had to have been before because of what my next note is. I know that it was something Scott did. I can picture it. It was just a good little hip wiggle. My next comment was, how did he get there without his glasses? Oh. The host is standing on stage asking everyone where his glasses are. Who has his glasses? No one knows where his glasses are, and he can't see anything without his glasses. And I'm just wondering, how did you get anywhere without them? Because I could not take a step without realizing I wasn't wearing my glasses.
There's not a lot of true to life situation going on this show.
And then the last comment from that episode was, I'm a mama's boy and my mom is a cult leader.
That was the twin boy?
Yeah. Someone felt really good about writing that line.
They probably did too.
It wasn't great. And then my only notes this week were that Piper looks really good when she's sad.
I agree. She has, it's not quite like Florence's pout, but it is in the same like realm.
And then I liked the line, I know it's fast, but screw it, we're adults. Because I also was thinking they were moving really fast.
I don't know that I support it.
Well, it was only 2 episodes ago, right? He's trying his wife back.
Yeah, he's over it, Sarah. Just
screw it. They're adults.
I'm just worried, like, are other people watching it? Because what if it doesn't come back after winter break?
This is the new thing that I worry about because I have found myself looking forward to it, and I know it's not good, and I've realized that there's a chance every week that it's like, well, it's done. However, I did Google it this week just to see what the world was saying, and the top articles were all really positive. It was like, here are the reasons you should be watching The Big Leap. If you're not, you should be. I think that's bad advice.
It looks like there's 9 episodes, so we only have 2 more. And if it, I don't know, it has to get topped up. The last episode is at an 8.6. That seems a little high. Okay, I will leave you with this. Thank goodness the two gay men found each other.
There is nowhere else they should have ended up but dancing a pas de deux together.
Thanks for watching.
The drug storyline? Where she's the ballet lady's on drugs and like in her visions? The shrimp storyline!
Yeah, that took me a second, so I apologize. That was so weird. I don't know. It was like 5 minutes of go see this shaman van driver. And then she was loony.
It was 5 minutes of go see him. And then she walked up to him. And then we don't get to see them.
No, then she's just high. What an experience.
We could have written such a good show for this show.
Maybe we should message Scott and be like, we've got some ideas for a spinoff.
Centering on you and your kid.
Yeah, bring her back. Here is something that sometimes this guy on TikTok comes up, and I think that he's like a little goober. But he really loves television, so he's usually just talking about, like, I watched all the fall shows, so you didn't have to, and here's what you can pay attention to. And he was saying, if you watch Be Positive on CBS, then you're probably sitting here just like I am, like, what the heck just happened? And I don't watch any CBS shows, but this show was about someone that needed a kidney, I think. And I believe that that storyline completely wrapped itself up in the first season. So now one of them got like a gajillion dollars and bought like a retirement home. And it's like about that. And I was just wondering, once Swan Lake is done, what absurd pivot do you see them using? How could they keep going? Do they go on a nationwide tour?
Ooh, that would be a good one. Yeah, how did they keep these people together?
I guess there are lots of ballets. Maybe they work on something from Balanchine, like
TikTok. Yeah, just because our season ended doesn't mean their season of the show ends. That's like, the Big Leap in that world could be going on forever.
All right, do you have anything else?
I don't think so.
And until next
time. Yeah. I didn't say it this episode, but I'm never going to go for an Oreo. But if I am having an Oreo, I'm glad it's with you.
I always look forward to these. Nope, I was trying to think of some sort of pun with Oreo, but I couldn't. Cookie day.
And on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye.